This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
We return with more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Find Liberty Conspiracy every Monday through Friday on Rumble, Rockfin, and on my Twitter feed. That is at Gard Goldsmith, G-A-R-D Goldsmith. And, of course, find us after the fact and send those links out to everyone you think might be interested in the principles of individual liberty. We're now going to get into the details of the hearing regarding Julian Assange's appeal to stop his extradition from Great Britain to the United States. There are some really evil totalitarian types in Congress, like Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers of Michigan, and he really is. I've run into that guy before. I think he was back in McCain for a while. He's a real trip, a very aggressive person when I was around him. Very aggressive, very unpleasant. So let's turn that smile upside down there, Justin. And Justin Amash wrote this. Mike Rogers defends unconstitutional, warrantless surveillance of Americans, telling the House Intelligence Committee that, quote, somebody must be doing something exactly right at the NSA. You can't have your privacy violated if you don't know your privacy is violated, right? Really? Let's hear from this fatuous fascist.
Falls in the forest. It makes a noise whether you're there to see it or not. And I would argue that maybe the fact that we haven't had any complaints come forward with any specificity arguing that their privacy has been violated clearly indicates in 10 years, clearly indicates that something must be doing right. Somebody must be doing something exactly right.
But who would be complaining?
Somebody whose privacy was violated. You can't have your privacy violated if you don't know your privacy is violated, right? Can you?
I disagree with that. I mean, I think if the tree falls in the forest, it makes a noise whether you're there to see it or not.
Well, that's a new interesting standard in the law. Like, we're going to have this conversation, but we're going to have wine because that's going to get a lot more interesting.
Fair enough.
Oh, boy, what a fun guy, huh? We're going to have some wine off of the taxpayers' backs as we completely urinate that wine onto the U.S. Constitution. Talking about the law. Wow. Jeez. Just dishonorable, disingenuous, disgraceful. We'll put the three D's out there. Just amazing. Talking about disgraceful. It's time to go into our first big story, everybody. And for that, let's turn. In this case, I want to rock out a little bit. We're going to turn to Thin Lizzy as channeled through Fu Manchu. You know, sometimes I wish that people in England would just storm that prison where they're keeping Julian Assange, tear those walls down, blast it apart, and get him out of there. But, of course, that is impossible. There'd be a massive standoff. Guy did nothing wrong. So we tie it into our first opening music as we started the show with Free Me from Roger Daltrey, that from the film McVicker, in which he starred. And I didn't know about that song till my brother introduced me to it, and it is a great song. So let's turn first off to this information from Twitter. This coming from Glenn Greenwald. And at first blush, a lot of people might have been encouraged by this, but no. UK court hands Assange, 5 o'clock this morning, a little bit after 5 this morning, 10 their time, a partial victory in the Biden DOJ's attempt to extradite him. To me, I don't see this as anything other than slippery language that will, of course, rely on the United States to just say, oh, yeah, sure, absolutely, because everybody knows you can trust the United States, just like Mr. Rogers said. Right, Mike? Oh, yeah, it's totally cool. There's no problem. U.S. must provide explicit. This is what the High Court in England said. That Julian Assange can pursue his appeal, and they want from the United States explicit, this is what the High Court of England wants before anything can happen, to extradite. The U.S. must provide explicit assurances that Julian Assange, one, can raise a First Amendment defense. They claim that since he's not in the United States, he has no right to free speech. It's ridiculous. It says Congress shall pass no law. That law would apply to anybody, whether they're outside the United States or inside the United States. It's a mechanistic prohibition, and it applies to everybody upon whom the United States might want to write those laws. You can't write those laws. It doesn't matter whether you're trying to apply them to foreigners or people who live in Vermont. It doesn't matter, Mr. Rogers. That they can raise their First Amendment defense and they'll have the same rights as U.S. citizens, that he has the same rights as U.S. citizens, and that he will never face the death penalty. Well, even if they imprison him for X number of years, that's essentially a death penalty for a man who did nothing wrong. In our video, you saw the footage of the collateral damage video that was leaked and given to WikiLeaks that was evidence of war crimes that Bradley, then Bradley, now Chelsea Manning, changed names, not sexes or genders, can't do sex or anything like that, but changed name, Chelsea Manning, released. And Private Manning would have been committing a war crime if Private Manning hadn't reported about what had happened there, what U.S. forces did there, to use the active voice. Shooting reporters and then shooting the rescuers in the Middle East who were trying to help them. So at first blush, this looks okay. There's a deadline of April 16th, right, you guys? Well, maybe not. There's more to this. I want to show you a little bit more information here, everybody. Because if you see this, you'll see that the Assange story gets a little trickier. So Joe Loria reports this. The High Court on Tuesday rejected 5 Assange grounds for a new appeal, agreeing he had only 3 legitimate arguments, but that the U.S. could nullify them with new assurances. Here's a little more. The High Court in London on Tuesday gave the United States an opportunity to rebuff Julian Assange's plea that he be allowed to appeal the Home Office's order to extradite him to the U.S. to face espionage charges. The Espionage Act, of course, they're using it. There's no war. What secrets does the U.S. have? How can they rightfully take your money and then claim you can't see the results of that money? In a complex ruling at the Royal Courts of Justice, the court agreed that with Assange, that he had grounds to ask for an appeal, but they invited the United States to give the court assurances by April 16th that could negate Assange's arguments. So, of course, the United States is going to give assurances. Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, no problem. Specifically, the 2-judge panel ruled that Assange had grounds to appeal because his extradition was incompatible with his rights of expression in the European Convention on Human Rights, that he might be prejudiced because of his nationality, people might prejudge him, and because he had inadequate protection against the death penalty. However, the court is allowing the U.S. to give written assurances that all these rights won't be violated. If the U.S. misses an April 16th deadline, then Assange will be allowed to appeal, which, of course, will take months, but only on those three grounds. Significantly, Tuesday's ruling did not allow Assange to introduce new evidence. And this is one of the key things I wanted to give to you in the case that came to light after the lower court ruling, namely that the CIA and Mike Pompeo plotted to kidnap and assassinate Assange from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where, of course, the CIA already had gotten in and planted surveillance devices. As I've mentioned, kudos to my old roommate, Sean Naylor, for being one of the three guys who exposed that. Where, of course, Assange had asylum before being arrested and thrown into Belmarsh prison, where he continues to languish, now coming up on his fifth year there. Or totaling five-year anniversary. Stella Assange said, "Today's decision was astounding." This is Consortium News, by the way, if you didn't know. "Today's decision was astounding," Stella Assange, Julian's wife, told reporters outside the Royal Courts of Justice. The courts recognized that Julian has been exposed to flagrant denial of his freedom of expression rights, that he is being discriminated against on the basis of his nationality, and that he remains exposed to the death penalty. But she said the U.S. has been invited to send a letter saying it's all okay. Now, when was the last time U.S. assurances meant anything? Whether you are, say in Russia, and James Baker in the 90s promises that NATO won't expand into the former Iron Curtain nations, or it's the United States, John Kirby saying, we have rules and procedures that we know we want the Israelis to follow as we keep continuing to fund them weapons. Or there are assurances that they take oaths to the Constitution, which includes the Fourth Amendment, and they're not supposed to spy on you without a warrant. Mike, out of Michigan, Mr. so-called politician. Amazing. Let's check out Russell Brand on this one and see what he had to offer, because he did an excellent job. Oh, and by the way, before I go to Russell, I just want to show you this. Richard Medhurst writes, this will show you how reliable the United States word is. This comes from his newsletter over at Substack, and I tweeted this. You can find all this information in my X deck for the day. If you're coming after the fact, just go to today's date and you'll find this information. Classified documents invalidate the United States appeal against Assange, Richard Medhurst writes. United States broke diplomatic assurances for David Mendoza. It will do the same with Julian Assange. Get ready. I wanted to prepare this and put this up right after what I read was the ruling from these people, just to show you they're playing games. We know they're playing games. They're not responding to the literal record that they have that Pompeo wanted to assassinate Assange. And they're saying, hey, United States, just promise you won't do that. Unbelievable. He didn't do anything wrong. He did right. Even according to international law and United States military law. In 2009, David Mendoza Herarte was extradited from Spain to the United States on condition he'd be allowed to serve his sentence in Spain. Classified documents reveal the diplomatic assurances given by the U.S. Embassy in Madrid and how the U.S. violated the conditions of his extradition. Mendoza spent over 6 years in the United States trying to return to Spain. Court documents show how the United States denied his transfer application multiple times. While in prison, Mendoza sued the United States and Spain for failing to uphold the conditions of his extradition and violating his human rights. Now, the circumstances of his crime are not relevant. They have nothing to do with the promises, the promissory notes, just like the Federal Reserve note, of what the United States coughs up from its dirty bowels and spews out there for fabricated, fictitious, superficial reasons. And then, of course, there's nothing behind it. The guy could have been arrested for something terrible or could have been arrested on trumped up charges. We're looking at the promise of the federal government. Mendoza's case, his case was recently taken up by the United Nations. Mendoza's case was raised last month in the English High Court, where the United States is attempting to extradite Julian Assange to the U.S. The United States has offered similar diplomatic assurances that Assange could serve a sentence in Australia. Assange's lawyers cite Mendoza's case as evidence that these assurances cannot be trusted. James Lewis, the lead U.S. prosecutor, said that these assurances are bulletproof. He told the High Court that, quote, "The United States have never broken a diplomatic assurance ever." Really? The lies. It's incredible. Court documents and diplomatic assurances obtained by Richard Medhurst show this to be untrue. David Mendoza Herarte was born and raised in the U.S. Well, then they could just, you know, do anything they want to him, right? Maybe they should just take care of that due to, of course, reparations. That's what it should be. His mother, being from Spain, he would go there every summer and described it to this writer as his second home. He's both an American and Spanish national. He was wanted in the U.S. for drug trafficking. By the early 2000s, he used helicopters to transport marijuana, known commonly as BC Bud, from Canada across the U.S. border into Seattle, contrary to, of course, the unconstitutional U.S. drug war. Today, marijuana is legal in Seattle. Mendoza worked in building and property development, making good money. He told me he only did this on the side to help subsidize some of his building projects. I had so many things going on, but I should never have done it to begin with. Too much ambition in my mid-20s. So there you go. There's a lot more to that story, but I wanted to give you the crux of it, the, you might say, the fair and cleavage site of where this is being levered. Now let's turn to Russell. Russell Brand doing his thing. Hit me, Russell.
But the post by Cook continues. In the meantime, he will stay caged in the high-security Belmarsh prison. He's been there for 5 years now under a regime the former UN expert Niels Melzer has described as sustained psychological torture. This case has never been about the legal facts. It's always been about buying time to disappear Assange from public view, to vilify him, to smash the main publishing platform for whistleblowers to expose state crimes, and very possibly to provide a final solution to the problem Assange posed to state impunity by killing him from the sustained stress of endless incarceration and trial. Now, let's have a look at how the legacy media in the form of our own but once beloved BBC presents this. You'll note that there's a curiously upbeat tone that's at odds with Stella Assange's reaction immediately after hearing this sort of quasi-verdict. Let's have a look at State Instruments and Propaganda Unit, BBC, state funded by your taxes if you're British, and how they manage this piece of propaganda and tell you that your freedom is not your business.
So more breaking news. This time the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been given permission by a British court to appeal against his extradition to the US.
Actually, not true. The information and the decision has essentially been given to the US. They just have to say, no, he's not in danger of death and he will be given a free trial and then he will be extradited, although there will be a review and an opportunity for him to submit more evidence. That's what they're saying. But do you notice how they're sort of conflating that? So if all you watched was the BBC, you'd go, oh, okay, that's good news. Democracy's working.
Well, we can speak now to our correspondent, Ellie Price, who's outside the High Court in London. So a significant moment for him.
It is a significant moment. They have upheld, as I say, three counts of his appeal, which include him receiving essentially the ability to rely on the First Amendment, which is available to US citizens, i.e. that about the freedom of speech. So the fact that he isn't an American, I think there's assurance being now sought that he will indeed enjoy those freedoms that an American citizen would enjoy.
Enjoy. Whee! I'm enjoying my freedoms in the United States. I've been extradited to be with my mates. I'll probably be killed for publishing information that exposed the world's most powerful nation. It's justice, yeah. Woo! It's justice, yeah. Woo! It's justice everywhere. It's justice. We don't care if you criticize the state. Let me tell you, mate, you're going down, 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 down. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Justice. BBC propaganda available now.
And also to make sure that the death penalty is not imposed. Now, those assurances are now being sought from the US authorities. They've got 3 weeks to come back with those assurances, and then there'll be another hearing on the 20th of May. So forgive me, it is all rather complicated.
It's almost as if we're trying to make it complicated to conceal the fact that the man who's done nothing wrong and who hasn't had a trial has been in prison for 5 years now. I wonder what it was, though, exactly, that Julian Assange said that's made powerful people so upset. Let's have a look. Julian Assange, ISIS and the Clinton Foundation are both funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. That's interesting. That's the kind of information that embarrasses ISIS's PR on the phone. Don't you dare! Don't you dare say that we share funding with the Clinton Foundation! You know how those people behave! Have you seen what they did in the country of Haiti? Also, let's have a look at who's presiding over these judgments. Why? It's Victoria Sharp, whose family have attained high-level positions in the British establishment. Jeremy Johnson, who's previously paid to represent the interests of MI6 and the Ministry of Defence. Just the kind of institutions that Julian Assange is reporting negatively impacted. And let's give the final word on this matter to the leader of the campaign and wife of Julian Assange, Stella Assange.
I find this astounding. 5 years into this case, the United States has managed to show the court that their case remains an attack on press freedom, an attack on Julian's life. Julian is just a few days away from the fifth anniversary of his arrest and imprisonment in Belmarsh prison. He has been in Belmarsh for 5 years without conviction, and the charges against him are to punish him for publishing the truth, for publishing evidence of the war crimes committed by the country that is trying to extradite him.
Doesn't seem like much justice there, and Stella Assange doesn't seem to be clicking our heels and whooping for joy in quite the way that the BBC seem to suggest that people interested in freedom, free press, the ability to speak freely, and in particular the ability to criticise the powerful values that we should care about. May God bless Stella Assange, and may God bless Julian Assange and his campaign for freedom. If you want.
So right. Yep. And I'm so thankful for the people who cover this so well. So many good people out there doing great work. And I know so many of you watching over on X right now, feel free to drop your comments in there. Just absolutely slippery, vile stuff coming from this court. It's basically just cover for them. There's plenty more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA News Update. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the Biden administration is turning its back on the Lone Star State and Americans. He tells Fox Business he believes a new law in Texas will be upheld, allowing the state to arrest those spotted or suspected of crossing the border illegally.
It will eventually end up at the steps of the Supreme Court for the final decision, and I believe they will say we are clearly being invaded. Everyone in America knows we're being invaded.
The law remains held up in courts as the White House sues against it. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell Powell stated that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing toward the Fed's 2% target. Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. And actor Lou Gossett Jr. has passed away at 87. He earned an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for his role in An Officer and a Gentleman. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
We return with more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Find Liberty Conspiracy every Monday through Friday on Rumble, Rockfin, and on my Twitter feed. That is at Gard Goldsmith, G-A-R-D Goldsmith. We continue our coverage of Julian Assange, his attempt to appeal extradition to the United States. They're giving a signal to the United States that they can do what they want to do. And then, as Marty Gardisfeld mentioned to David Knight, and Marty spoke to me a few weeks ago when we had him on as a guest, he will go to the same prison where they held Marty Gardisfeld, and they'll probably put him in solitary confinement, and he'll die. They don't have to give him the death penalty. All they have to do is the continued wrongdoing of continuing to hold this innocent man, who did right, as opposed to all these other people who are living off your time. It's stunning. So God bless all those people in London. If you're watching this show even months after the fact, and you're one of those people who went down there to the courts, and I passed by those courts walking along, going down the Strand. I've gone along the areas, you know. I saw the little statue of Rumpole of the Bailey across the street. You know, it's inside. It was inside a shop there. Yeah, boy, it's tough. It's very, very frustrating. But, you know, people like Stella Assange and their strength and, you know, good people around, you still try to be positive and you do your best. Look, Thomas Massie invited Julian's brother in to sit down in Congress for the State of the Union address. Now, some people are wondering about a couple things when it comes to the politics of this. And Daniel McAdams sort of brought this up as well. And so the first thing I'll just mention, when it comes to the RFK vice presidential thing, people are wondering whether or not a lot of the hardcore, like, lefty Democrats who who also oppose free speech, will be attracted now to RFK. He's polling at 10% in some states where he is on the ballot. In some states, they have done their machinations and they've made sure that he can't get on the ballot. Will that be a draw away from Donald Trump? No, not likely. Would it be a draw away from Joe Biden? Possibly. I don't know, because I think a lot of the Democrats who would be supporting Joe Biden are very much in favor of, don't say anything bad about the Jazz. We love Anthony Fauci. Even though there's tons of evidence around, we are people who love appeal to authority. And so, therefore, ivermectin was awful, and we're not going to go with RFK Jr. Possibly, right? And by the way, folks, I have to mention, we have a new advertiser, actually, now that I'm talking about the RFK Jr. stuff. So let's go over to our main, you know, we have a very large staff here. So let's go over to our main advertiser guy and talk about what's going on. And in fact, I didn't play the news flash theme. So let's get into the news flash and then allow our announcer guy to bring up our new advertiser. Of course, the news flash will contain something that is about to come up in the show. Let's check out the mothership, everybody, because yes, I saw a comment. Someone said, what happened to the news flash theme? Glad you like it, because I like the P-Funk All-Stars too. And of course, there's a scene of me in that weird white makeup from a movie I did many years ago. So here it is, the news flash.
Gaza's waterfront property, it could be very valuable to if people would focus on kind of building up livelihoods. So I think that it's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there, but I think from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up.
Yes? Oh, hello. Hello. We're Mary's parents.
Oh, well, come on in, huh?
Hold it a second. Mary's parents burned to death last year. Wait a minute. I know you guys. You're from the News Flash.
Yeah, baby. All right. And we have to find out about that new advertiser guy. And thank you for liking it. I went right into the bridge thing and I just completely forgot to play the flash stuff. I mean, my staff members forgot to play the flash thing, and I will make sure I whip them with a wet noodle very soon. The staff here. But I do want to turn to one of our main staff guys. He's the guy who handles all of our advertising and does the classic, you know, ads for everybody and tells everybody who's, you know, sponsoring this obviously deep state sponsored show. And so let's turn to that guy right now. Advertiser guy, tell the audience about our great new sponsor. That's right, Guard. We have a new sponsor. It is, of course, ivermectin. Ivermectin. Doctors score win, forcing FDA to remove statements about ivermectin. Ivermectin, the drug you shouldn't take in a world of authorities telling you you should appeal to authority. There you go. Ivermectin, everybody. The appeal of appeal to authority. Whoa! Yes! Guard, we're proud to announce that ivermectin is A-OK, so long after it actually could have been useful for people in the so-called, which it wasn't, pandemic! Ivermectin. The person who found ivermectin and got it out there for people to stop parasites in Africa got a very big prize for it from the Nobel people. But unfortunately, the authorities said it was really bad and that we couldn't use it as a therapeutic. So that way they were able to get their mRNA jabs out there according to their laws that they apply to you. But now the FDA has changed course. They've agreed to remove social media posts and web pages that urge people to stop taking ivermectin. Remember this classic hit, Guard? You're not a horse. You're not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it.
Ivermectin guard. I'm glad that we can take it now. Can you take any more government, or is there a therapeutic for that? Well, I got to say, sponsor, announcer, guy, the therapeutic is education and freedom. In fact, folks, here's a little one to sort of break the nudge the break in the show here a little bit. As Jeff Carlson says, and he notes, I think, perfectly appropriately, the FDA has reportedly, and of course, this is now, you know, over a day old, but the FDA has reportedly changed their position on ivermectin and agreed to remove all negative posts. They should, at a minimum, issue a formal announcement and apology. How many people might have been saved if the FDA had acted honestly? Yeah, that's right. And of course, will any of the members of the FDA be held personally liable? No, of course they won't be held personally liable. Not a chance. Not a chance at all. So with that stated, everybody, let's go over into, remember how I mentioned Thomas Massie invited Julian Assange, Julian Assange's brother, to sit with him to be his guest at the State of the Onion address, right? Well, there is word that Benjamin Netanyahu will not be speaking because the Israelis have become upset that they're not getting enough money from the United States. Even though, as I reported, the budget, that wonderful budget, the $1.2 trillion budget that the House passed Thursday, gave to the Senate, and the Senate passed Friday, the omnibus, right? That includes the automatic, so-called automatic, $3.8 billion in weapons, mostly weapons, that for the past 10 years have been going to Israel anyway. But that's not enough. Not enough. And the February package of, what was it, $16 billion that went to Israel for more weapons to slaughter more people, that's not enough. Right? The cover that Biden is giving Netanyahu, building that port, which is going to take a long time, when they could just open up the gates and allow more food in, that's not enough for the genocidal Netanyahu regime. And the fact that the United States budget, and I don't approve this, I don't approve any of this stuff, I'm an anarchist, I don't approve any actions by the state, that they declined to include the usual funding that they put in there for the UN Relief Agency that gives most of the food to the Palestinians. The fact that they blocked that, that's not enough for the Israelis. The Zionist government there was unsatisfied because, of course, they want to continue in their warfaring ways. So Benjamin Benny Netanyahu is right now not going to be speaking. They're pulling their contingent out of plans to speak. But as a reminder, let's just check out what Benny had to say when he was in Congress telling everybody that Iraq was somehow tied to the Taliban and that, of course, the Iraqi government was part of a nexus of governments that didn't see any international order and could just pick up their sticks and their weapons and go and act like the big giant or the bull in the china shop and just wreck governments all over the place. This Netanyahu testimony coming after years of United States blockages of the Iraqi economy, starvation of 500,000 women and children, bad medicine for them, all combined, killing 500,000, satisfying Madeleine Albright, obviously. But Benjamin Netanyahu mentioned, well, you got to watch out for those Iraqis because, you know, they'll throw their weight around and disrupt sovereign nations. So, of course, you better go disrupt Iraq. Remember this?
Excuse me a second. You're making a connection between the Taliban and Iraq?
Yes, I am. I'm saying that the if you look at those who harbor terrorists and those who support terrorists.
I guess I was looking for a connection between September 11th. And my understanding why we went to the Taliban is there was a connection there. They were harboring somebody that we believed did the act on September 11th.
Yes, that's the first reason why you did it.
Now you're going to take me from September 11th to Iraq somehow?
Yes, but I'm saying something else. I'm saying the connection is not whether Iraq was directly connected to September 11th, but how do you prevent the next September 11th? That is, you have here a system or a subset of the international system that simply disavows any constraints on the use of power. It is fueled, these handful of regimes and the terrorist organizations that they harbor are fueled by a terrible anti-Western zealotry, a militancy that knows no bounds, doesn't respect any force, knows no limit.
Can you believe it? Can you believe this guy? Just astounding. No wonder people have been marching on the streets in Israel to get rid of that guy. Talk about warmongering. Now let's get into our final chunk on warmongering. And for that, we need a theme. If you're new to the show and just watching on X/Twitter, thank you for joining us. If you haven't heard this song before, it's John Lydon and Afrika Bambaataa. They teamed up to create something called Time Zone, which was a one-off. They basically did two songs. It was Time Zone doing World Destruction. Yeah, that's for sure. A disgrace. From Julian Assange to spying on Americans. Yeah, and I think the Antichrist, boy, who knows? Who knows? But let's get into the other portion of the war coverage here, everybody. And for that, I want to turn to Dave DeCamp of Antiwar.com, who has done an absolutely awesome job. I would say stellar, but it sounds too much like Stella. But in fact, I'll do that in honor of Stella Assange, a Stella job, holding things up for peace every night, Monday through Friday, at just about midnight. Antiwar News with Dave DeCamp comes out on YouTube. Check it out. And of course, go to antiwar.com. Please lend them your support. But here is this facet of what you saw in the news flash. This is going to open things up. When we saw the billboard for the show tonight, we talked about Donald Trump's callous approach to Israel that is getting a little bit of applause from people. Now, Dave DeCamp mentioned that Donald Trump was not willing to give Assange a pardon. And he said, you know, to sort of follow up on what I was saying there just before I got into RFK stuff, he said, Daniel McAdams on the Ron Paul Liberty Report today said, maybe this could be an opportunity for Biden to actually one-up Trump on Assange. Assange has been in prison for so long. He's hurting so much. Maybe he could just drop the charges. Let him go. And so Ron Paul said, well, that would be nice, but I don't think the people pulling Joe Biden's strings would allow that. I don't think so either. But here is Dave DeCamp talking about Trump. Check this out.
So we had a customer reach out, and they couldn't decide which knives they wanted to pick. Yeah. Our support
military to help strengthen it. So he's going to be asking for new weapons and more aid and things like that while he's in the U.S. So this is a different delegation than the one that Netanyahu canceled that was to discuss the Rafah attack. All right, so the next one here, Trump says that Israel is losing a lot of support. So some interesting comments from the former president here. So Trump said in an interview with Israel Hayom over the weekend that Israel made a big mistake by broadcasting images and videos of the destruction in the Gaza Strip, saying that it's losing Israel a lot of support. Trump said in the interview that he was asked basically, what would you do if your family was killed on October 7th? He said that he would have done the same thing as Israel, like basically justifying this horrific war that's happening here. But he has also said that it's time for Israel to finish it, and because of the global opinion is turning against Israel.
So yeah, now he's paraphrasing there, but it's not because it's wrong. It's not because innocent people are being slaughtered. It's because of public image, as Public Image Limited would say. Amazing. Stunning. Can you believe it? Now, Daniel McAdams also mentioned a little bit about this, and he said, you know, maybe it's possible that this could get some more Republicans to actually start questioning what Israel is doing there. Some Trump MAGA supporters, perhaps. I use that term MAGA too much. That's, you know, I don't do it very much, but, you know, it's really a tool now that they use against, you know, just average people that are trying to claim that they're all radicalized and so on. The Dems are trying to claim this, not Daniel McAdams or anything like that. But here's the headline. This comes from Dave's piece, but I grabbed this from Trump says, from Tyler Durden and the Zero Hedge team. Trump says Israel has to finish the war as it's losing a lot of support. And he says former President Trump said in an interview with Israel Hayom over the weekend that Israel made a big mistake by broadcasting images and videos of the destruction of the Gaza Strip. Well, their own soldiers are taking shots that show they're engaged in war crimes, that show that they are the occupying forces, that show that they have killed innocent people, slaughtered them, women and children, invaded their homes, taken their belongings. They are the occupying force. And Trump isn't speaking out about that? It's because it might look bad? Amazing. The interviewer then claimed. The interviewer then claimed that terrorists were hiding in the buildings. And Trump replied as follows. Go and do what you have to do, but don't do that. And I think that's one of the reasons that there has been a lot of kickback. If people didn't see that. Every single night, I've watched every single one of those. And I think Israel wanted to show that it's tough, but sometimes you shouldn't be doing that. Showing or doing? What? Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. But, of course, as I mentioned, it's part of the family. And you saw that in the flash, the preview, which, of course, came a little later in the program tonight. But here is Jared Kushner speaking at Harvard. You might have seen some of this. The folks at Grand Theft World put this out there thanks to the Young Turks, who are doing an excellent job covering the Middle East. Here's what Jared Kushner had to say about the real estate value of all that land that has seen so much death and destruction from the occupying force of the Zionist state of Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu, the war criminal. Here we go.
Gaza's waterfront property. It could be very valuable to if people would focus on kind of building up, livelihood. So I think that it's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there. But I think from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the people out and then clean it up. I think proactively recognizing a Palestinian state would essentially be rewarding an act of terror.
I mean, are we at all surprised that those sociopathic comments are coming out of the mouth of Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law, of course, who was at Harvard engaging in conversation about the ongoing war in Gaza and, more importantly, what should happen to Gaza following this brutal war that's been carried out by the Israeli government and the IDF. Now, throughout the interview, he conflated terrorists with Palestinian civilians. Favorite tactic that I've noticed on social media among those who want to provide cover for anything that Israel does. And he clearly supports the idea of pushing Palestinians out of Gaza, which, you know, can be described as ethnic cleansing, if I'm not mistaken, Shane.
Yeah, and that's actually the very definition of ethnic cleansing. And, well, this, he put a cherry on top so we could steal their land. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for clarifying.
Exactly.
So with that said, why don't we go to our first video and we'll dig right in.
It's unfortunate that nobody's taking the refugees, but also there are real fears on the part of Arabs, and I'm sure you talked to a lot of them, who think once Gazans leave Gaza, Netanyahu's never going to let them back in. Maybe, but I'm not sure there's much left of Gaza at this point. So, you know, if you think about even the construct, like, you know, Gaza was not really a historical precedent, right?
All right, let's just stop for a second. Just unbelievable. It's unfortunate what's happening. what's happening. How many decades would you like to use that passive voice term to describe what's happening, Jared, in the displacement of people whose families lived there and in many other areas that the Israeli government took from those people, shipping them off, the Nakba, all those things? How about that? Did they just happen? Or did evildoers slaughter people and take their property and then take over a land, corral people in it, control the water and electricity to such that a few weeks ago I read a piece from 2018 describing the lack of water in Gaza because of Israel, and now has told people to move south into Rafah and Khan Yunis, into areas that they said would be protected areas for the innocent people, and now they're saying, of course, we've got to go in there and do our operations there. And they've been bombing those. How about 90% of the hospitals being destroyed? How about kids having to go through amputations without anesthetic because they stop it at the checkpoints? How about people going to the food trucks and being slaughtered by Israeli troops? How about people in UN buildings that handle the food getting slaughtered by Israeli troops? It's good waterfront property, is it? And, of course, there's no history there at all. And how about this? Even if there weren't history, those people living in Israel, most of them don't have any family ties to that area. They came from Europe. They didn't come from the Middle East. They're not even Semitic. So if you're talking anti-Semitic, is it okay to criticize the operations of state policy and say the Zionist state of Israel is an aggressive, warmongering, bloodthirsty, imposed state? Because all states are imposed. You can't escape that. How about on the physical land? Also imposed. There's plenty more Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.